I would like to thank you again for letting me be with you this morning. And I'd also like to especially thank Roger for the invitation to be here and for our collaboration this week on music and message together. When Roger reached out to me, I realized pretty quickly that I wanted to talk about transition and change. We teach what we need to learn. I recently moved back to Albany, as Dottie mentioned, after spending the last 4 years teaching and ministering in the North Shore Boston area. And for the past few months, change, transitions, and threshold moments have been intensely front and center in my life. My move is prompted in part by the stark reality of the last 18 months and how that has pushed many of us to reassess our priorities. So moving back to Albany means being closer to much of my family, some of whom is here today to support me, and many longtime friends. And it is also closer to the sweet gift of those two grandbabies coming in August and in September. But this opening also came at the behest of very loud and clear, and sometimes painful, messages from the universe about my life and work and where Spirit was leading me. Maybe you can relate. I recently heard the phrase, me search, on a podcast where the researcher talked about her questions about herself and her own life had often made her curious about other people's reaction to the same concerns. Her curiosity, stemming from self-study, in turn has long fed her career as a behavioral science researcher. That movement from the personal to the communal really resonated, as it speaks to my own sense of how my spiritual data collection often unfolds. I know my individual personal world life changes are merely a faint echo of those wrought in our world at large, especially today by the ongoing pandemics of COVID-19, systemic racism, climate change, political and societal divisions that threaten sometimes to break us, and even simply a pace of life that sometimes feels daunting. I cannot remain in my own little bubble. Ideally, my me search for answers, for peace, for deeper connection to the oneness and great mystery leads me from my own heart back into the heart of the world, which are ultimately one and the same, no matter how often I forget that. So with those personal and communal realities in mind, let me assure you with great confidence that I do not have a roadmap of neat, tidy, new, mind-blowing solutions to the challenges we face today. Sorry. Instead, what I have and hope to offer this morning are pieces of wisdom and insight that I've gained over time from sources that circle me back to trusting in that great mystery and source of all love. Before I share the rest of my talk, I'd like to begin with a short centering practice. Then Roger and the wonderful music ministers will lead us in song before I offer a guided meditation. And I offer an invitation as we journey together this morning. I invite you to call to mind and hold gently a time of transition or change that you are facing. So whether you are here in person, joining the live stream, or watching the recording, I invite you now to shift and settle as comfortably as you're able. Sense your feet resting on the floor and notice all the places where your body is supported as you sit. And taking a deep breath in and out. Allow yourself to arrive gently and even more fully in this moment. As I breathe in, I let go. As I breathe out, I let go. As I breathe in, I sense the slightest pause before breathing out. I breathe in and out and sense the ending of this breath that holds the beginning of the next. I breathe in and breathe out and sense this threshold time of sacred pause together, just as it is. Welcome to this threshold moment, just as it is. John O'Donohue was an Irish poet, theologian, and philosopher. He reminds us that the root of the word threshold comes from the act of threshing cereal grains to remove the husks from the seeds that feed us. As I spent time this last week reflecting, reading, praying, journaling, and meditating in preparation for giving this talk today, that image sometimes felt all too literal. I could feel the mental thrashing of reflecting on my own experiences, the twists and turns and changes of my life as I contemplated the questions that I wrestle with. How have I found roadmaps for being open to the changes in my life? And what insight might I share about our lives and community? How have I recognized, either gracefully or with resistance, the gifts found in moments of transition, especially if those moments stretch into months or longer? How can I welcome in the liminal spaces, the thresholds of transition between what has been and what will be? O'Donohue's writings weave in a deep compassion for our human experiences with a mystical, lyrical, Celtic understanding of our relationship with the divine. And he is one of my most often reached for spirit guides, soul guides. To explore the idea of threshold moments, I'd like to share a few passages from his book to bless the space between us. It remains the dream of every life to realize itself, to reach out and lift oneself up to greater heights. A life that continues to remain on the safe side of its own habits and repetitions, that never engages with the risk of its own possibility, remains an unlived life. There is within each heart a hidden voice that calls out for freedom and creativity. We often linger for years in spaces that are too small and shabby for the grandeur of our spirit. Yet experience always remains faithful to us. He continues, looking back along a life's journey, you come to see how each of the central phases of your life began at a decisive threshold where you left one way of being and entered another. A threshold is an intense frontier that divides a world of feeling from another, Often the threshold becomes clearly visible only once you have crossed it. Crossing can often mean the total loss of all you enjoyed while on the other side. It becomes the dividing line between the past and the future. More often than not, the reason you cannot return to where you were is that you have changed. You are no longer the one who has crossed over. And finally, he writes, in a culture governed by speed, the exterior rate of change is relentless. Our culture has little to offer us for the crossings. This is where we need to retrieve and reawaken our capacity for blessing. If we approach our decisive thresholds with reverence and attention, the crossing will bring us more than we could ever have hoped for. This is where blessing invokes and awakens every gift the crossing has to offer. Thank you, John O'Donohue. Looking back along a life's journey, part of my mental thrashing this week was that looking back. At the ripe old age of nearly a grandma, and with a birthday next week, but I'm not telling. I look back now and see, with blinding clarity of hindsight, the big decisive transitions in my life. And I see with wonder the hand of God in it all. These are the moments where I may have sensed the intense frontier that was around the corner, but I certainly had no idea of what the cost or the blessings would be in each of these crossings. I see that saying yes to the unexpected timing of becoming a mother meant leaving college at the end of my sophomore year. I see how my sense of self and possibility expanded when I returned to college years later, when my spirited, lively, now four children were teens. I see how being a mother to those teens shaped my sense of being a teacher. I look at leaving public school teaching in 2008, exhausted to my very core from unwinding 25 years of marriage and showing no chinks in my armor. And I see how that leaving grew into a whole new life. A life that eventually led me through a back door to ministry. I see how those twin callings of teaching and ministry led me to uproot my life in 2017 and take a chance on a new all-girls high school 30 minutes outside of Boston. And now, 4 years later, back again for this next threshold. A space and time infused for me this summer with the sweetness of new life on its way to our family and a feeling of homecoming. Yet infused as well with an ever-deepening awareness of the call to step into the broken places in our world and be of use, to be of service, to be part of healing. In my own awakenings, I recognize in each of these instances there came a moment of saying yes. Then came the day-to-day, moment-to-moment living out of what the yes would really mean. Stepping up to the threshold may have taken months or years, and the threshing was not always easy or gentle. But it was often my own resistance and my illusion that my growth happened solely by my own efforts that made it harder for me to let go
and let God.
In the familiar wisdom from Ecclesiastes we heard earlier, for everything there is a season and a time for every matter under heaven, we are reminded to trust in the unfolding. Whatever changes we are facing in the seasons of our lives, we are invited into the rhythm, as Mark Nepo shared several weeks ago, that things always come together and they always come apart. And here is Ecclesiastes. For everything, there is a season, and a time for every matter under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant, and a time to pluck up what is planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to throw away stones and a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to seek and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to throw away, a time to tear and a time to sow, a time to keep silence and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time for war and a time for peace. In my threshing review of my life this week, I felt again that trust in the unfolding, in my own unfolding, and in the unfolding of all this world needs of me. I remembered again that the hidden voice in my heart that was calling out for freedom and creativity in each of those liminal moments, that voice is the voice of God within. What I remembered this week in every fiber of my being is that time in silence is crucial for me to hear the hidden, still voice of my heart, the voice of the universe, the voice of God calling. And yet I also know in every fiber of my being that there are times when I can only recognize the God voice through the sound of your voice. As I move from me search to the blessing of we search, I feel the oneness that binds us to each other and to the rest of creation. As we gather in prayer to surrender to the flow of love, individually and in community, we are strengthened in that oneness to rest in spirit, to feel the powerful grace of God that is always present and that calls us into the fullness of our being. Ecclesiastes teaches me over and over again that in the rhythm of creation, I sense the divine order and flow of all that is within and without. As love prepares me to be a sanctuary, I surrender to where love calls me. And love always calls us to be love in action, to each other, to bring peace and healing and presence to the world around us and within us, wherever and whenever we can. I'll close with a poem by Jan Richardson that compassionately invites us to recognize our thrashing minds and hearts in times of transition, in times of change or loss, and invites us to stay. Stay. I know how your mind rushes ahead, trying to fathom what could follow this. What will you do? Where will you go? How will you live? You will want to outrun grief. You will want to keep turning toward the horizon, watching for what was lost to come back, to return to you and never leave again. For now, hear me when I say, all you need to do is still yourself, is to turn to one another, is to stay, wait, and see what comes, to fill the gaping hole in your chest, wait with hands open to receive what could never come, except to what is empty and hollow. You cannot know it now, cannot even imagine what lies ahead. But I tell you, the day is coming when breath will fill your lungs as it never has before. And with your own ears, you will hear words coming to you new and startling. You will dream dreams and you will see the world ablaze with blessing. Wait for it. Still yourself. Stay. May we stay in stillness, pray in confidence, and be the blessings ablaze in the world. Amen.